Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson. And today's guest has created a successful real estate career beginning in the immediate aftermath of the recession of 2009. He operates multiple rentals, flips, and rent-to-owns, as well as networking companies on a professional level. But in the unpaid arenas of life, he runs a podcast called Father and Joe, where he attempts to help individuals return to a place of faith in their lives. Today, we will talk about how he integrates God into his daily life and how he hopes to bring people closer to God. Let's welcome to the CWS stage, Mr. Joe Rocky Jr.
Yes, thank you for having me. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited. Of course, you know, people know you because of your real estate ventures and all the things that you have done. You do a lot of interesting things concerning real estate, but also you are known for your faith. Mm-hmm. And I would just like to know, how is it that when you look at your career now and you look back over and all the success that you have received, how do you know that God was a part of it?
Yeah, so I think the easiest way to show that through actions, because, you know, everyone gets to talk about their thoughts or whatever, but through the actual actions that have been presented is, you know, I really kind of focused on the key virtues that we're told to do in the Bible. You know, prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance are the real main ones that you can transparently see. But obviously, faith, hope, and love are part of my life. But you can't, it's kind of hard to prove those ones. But in terms of prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance, you know, those can be transferred and seen. So the way that you know, just kind of go through the four of them real quick, the way that prudence has come out in our business and in the desire to learn more and to do better is all through the relations. And really, that's the whole business that I do that makes my real estate venture a little bit different than your landlord you may have grown up with or just wanted to churn people, just have you there, you're there for your lease, and then you're going to eventually break in, I'm going to have to replace you. And that's the mentality that a lot of landlords have. But I come with the mindset that I want to build something successful with you, and I want to have it end in a victory. And normally the victory for that person is them inevitably owning that property. And I do things differently, and it took a lot of mindset and thought to be able to handle a lot of legal bank hurdles to be able to get where it is. And that's really where the prudence showed up, because we had to dive into a lot of material and learn it and figure out a way to use it so that we can do something that is not just ethical, because it was starting as ethical, but also allowed by the laws that we have here congressionally and in Pennsylvania. So the first part is the fact that we're able to do it took a whole lot of learning, a whole lot of diving deep, and that's really how prudence has shown up. And then if we look at the virtue of justice, I really treat everyone equal and as someone who has been a possible of coming through. Now, obviously, no two people are equal. That's a fact of life. But when we get the initial background reports of someone who wants the house, their names aren't on it. It's just, this is, if you have a criminal history, what it was, you know, did you ever get evicted? When was the last time you got evicted? You know, did you ever have to have, you know, do you ever get arrested? Anything like that? So I treat everyone the same based upon that information. Now, is some of it stuff that I don't want in my house? Yes, I don't want someone that's going to be having guns in my properties. But if it's someone who did anything with a car, I really don't care that you park in the wrong spot or you speed. Like, I don't care. I care that at the end of the day, when I look at this report, if there is anything on it, that it's not something that I wouldn't want my son to be around. And if it's something that, you know, that wouldn't affect me as a father, I don't care. And that's kind of how I do my background searches. And I think that that's a fair and equal way to do it. And then for fortitude, for me, that's always, if there's something inside you and you got to figure out a way to say it, get it out. That happens a lot whenever I'm dealing with my, you know, contractors, and just like when something's wrong, figuring out a way to call them out on it and say it, but also say it in a way that was effective. So it's not just crass or rude or whatever, but specific and about what we're talking about at hand. Not attacking their identity per se, but the work that they're putting in this particular property. And temperance is really kind of the shell that keeps it all together. You know, keeps me from having outbursts that I shouldn't, you know, emotional anger, whatever that is, and also keeps everything kind of right, knowing that it's not about me. You know, at the end of the day, we're not making this house so that I can make money. I do make money on it, but the purpose of it is so that the people who are going to be living here know that it's going to be a safe place and that they can build a solid foundation of where they're at in their lives in this property. So that's really kind of how I apply the four main virtues and how they can kind of be seen in my day-to-day working life.
Yeah, I love it. And you're right. I don't think many people think about how to integrate virtues, the spiritual virtues, into their daily work life, especially in the way that you have done it. I love it. So also, besides the real estate, you also have this podcast called Father and Joe. And I would love to hear the concept, a little bit more about the concept behind the show.
Yeah, so we created Father and Joe in 2017. And in 2017, for those who don't remember, because it's 5 years ago, that was pretty much the origin of all this chaos that we've had now. When Trump got elected, basically every single person in this country instantly hated him or loved him and stopped talking to the other side altogether. You know, Twitter really exploded at that point, and that furthered the divide, in my opinion. So there was just a whole lot of lack of communication. There was certainly chaos festering, which, you know, eventually has come to pass. And there's just a lot of negativity out there and people not communicating with each other. And I recognize that this is not the first time in human history that we as people have gone through this, where we didn't want to hear an idea that wasn't mine. I just want to have my idea only, and it's the right idea because it came out of my face, and that's the way it is. And that's fundamentally wrong, but that's where people end up, especially as they're forced into a tribalism society, being forced into groups one way or another for really arbitrary reasons that don't impact your ability to be a person. So we saw, I saw all this happening, and we go, well, what's the solution is? Historically, the solution has been people embracing a state of humility and embracing the fact that they are not the end all be all. And the ultimate form of that, at least in my opinion, is religion. And in Christianity, it's knowing that God made himself man. He came down here. He didn't have to do that. We're probably annoying as hell to him. But he still chose to do that. He came down here. And then not only that, he let himself be destroyed by the very people he was trying to save. And if you look at that in totality and the message of Jesus, it really is the solution to all of this upheaval and anger that we have. You just need to figure out how to communicate it. And every Tuesday we come out with another attempt of trying to communicate that, both in how it'll help you as a society, help you as an individual. And we do discuss practical things that implementing this will help you, because there's not a problem with doing something that's right and you benefiting from it. Sometimes people think that there is, like I can't get anything out of doing something for God or for Jesus. And that's fundamentally not true. I mean, everything I just outlined to you about living the virtues makes things better for my tenants, but it also makes things better for me and my business. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's actually what we're called to do, to develop ourselves, to learn more. So that's what we try to do in each episode, point out that, you know, there's things that we can do that will make us a more virtuous person, which will inherently get us closer to the Christian calling that we're told to do, and also make our lives better, the relationships within our lives better, and the relationships, therefore, of those around us better. And like I said, each week we kind of attack that with a different relevant thing that's going on today, but as well as kind of some macro thoughts that have affected our lives in different ways.
Yeah. And I would say, just thinking about the first portion of this interview where you were talking about how you incorporate the virtues, and even now as you talk about this podcast, you're really creating a sense of peace for people. Would you agree to that?
That's the goal. And if you look at it in both capacities, so in the pot or in the real estate world, the majority of my tenants are people who have bad credit. And the way that most of them got there was one of two ways. Either A, they had no idea how credit worked when they were younger and they fell behind with credit cards. And that just is a snowball effect of pain. Or they went through a divorce and their divorce attorney told them to kill their credit. So I'm dealing with a lot of people that are in a state of flux and transition in their lives. And oftentimes the landlord in someone's life is more of a stressful person than not. And I try to make myself a neutral person. I know I'm never going to be the ray of sunshine, but what I can be is at least something that's not making more problems. So if I give you a stable house, a stable place to be, and really just stay out of your life, you know, and that's what it is. And we do a lot of automated things so that people don't need to interact with me. In fact, I tell them, if we see each other again, it's either for a really good or a really bad reason. Either you're getting evicted or you're getting the deed forever. And there's no middle ground. So in between, you know, they can live their lives without knowing that they're going to get a surprise inspection, without knowing that, you know, with knowing that there's going to be peace and tranquility from my side of the fence, as much as I can possibly give them. And then in the podcast realm, you know, we dive into a lot of that. If you would just do something basic, and this is one that I tell people, each of us listening today have someone in a relationship in our lives that we wish was better. Maybe it's a spouse, maybe it's a parent, maybe it's a sibling, whatever. But most of us on a day-to-day life do nothing about it. We just kind of let it float there in limbo for whatever the situation is. And I'm not necessarily saying it has to be a negative situation. It could just be a dead relationship where we only see each other at funerals and weddings. And what I tell everyone is actually call that person. Don't text them. Don't Facebook, Instagram, none of that. Just actually call them and see what happens. Because the thing with humans is that we're all relationship-based. And that's really, as we talk about how it is with God, it's relationship with God. It's not we show up at a church on Sunday and just he's there and I'm here, but it's an actual relationship. That's the great joy of Christianity in that regards. So when we build our relationships and make it better, it helps every aspect of our lives. And this notion that people have that I can compartmentalize things. I can be one person when I go to work. I can be a different person with my spouse. I can be a different person with my kids is not possible in the long run. You know, it's a lie if you think it is. Eventually, if you're a bad person at work, you're going to be a bad father and you're going to be a bad person in your social life. It's just what happens. So exercising the ability to create better relationships and just practicing doing good through the prism of relationships enhances everything about you. It makes you better, you know, economically as an employee, as a business owner, as a manager, makes you a better in your social life. And it definitely makes you a better spouse and parent.
Yeah. I think the main message here is God is a part of your whole life, or he's not a part of your life.
Yeah, but it's your choice. You know, it's not that he's going to say no to you. Like, you know, I'm sure everyone out there has either seen or gone through a breakup in their life. And, you know, there can be times at the end of the breakup where you never want to see the other person. And that's not how it is with God, though. God is always willing to pick up you calling him back, no matter how bad or how upset you are. He's always willing to return. And that's that part of redemption. And that's also the part that makes conversations like this sometimes hard for people to hear. Because people, when they think about talking about God, they get this notion of, we're going to expose everything that's wrong with me. And the reality is that it's when done correctly, and what we try to do on Father and Joe is, it's not attacking the things that you did wrong. Because we've all done something wrong. And this is normally where people get the disconnect that it's going to attack something that I regret that I did earlier in my life. And I don't want to go back to that pain, you know, whether it be I did something when I was younger in school that I wish I wouldn't have, and it's still in me. And it's not to push that button and bring out that hurt again. that you felt when you were 14 or 17 or whenever. It's to really address that, yes, that happened. That's part of you. We can't undo that. But the point isn't to make it worse. The point is to let's address it and actually heal from it and move forward. And that's really, at the end of the day, in the Catholic circles, what confession is. It's acknowledging what you did wrong so that we can have grace fill that gap, rather than just trying to throw things that will never really work in that gap. That's at the essence of what the majority of what alcoholism and addiction is to try to fill that gap of pain. And that's really doesn't work. I mean, any 12-step program you look is an acknowledgement of God to know that he can fill that pain, because he is vast and infinite, and anything we have in this world is limited and finite.
I love it. So, Joe, what is next for you?
Well, and there's a lot of things that I would like to do that I'm in the process of working on. I do want to build a hotel, just from the work standpoint. I've kind of figured out where I want to do it in relation to where I live. So that would be the goal that we're trying to attain to. And, one of these things that's always happened in my life, once I get another goal, I immediately have another one pop up. It's just kind of the way it is. In fact, actually, it's normally as I'm like 90% of the way there, the new idea starts being born as I'm finishing the first one. So I'm sure I will have many things between now and then, but the hotel is certainly something that I want to do for sure.
All right. So how can people connect with you?
So the easiest way is just Father and Joe. It's on all the major platforms for podcasting, and at least the audio podcast. We do not record this because Father is one of these people who is constantly being called in different parts of the country, and Wi-Fi is not always awesome in places like China. Or Albuquerque, for that matter. So when you're looking at that, we don't do audio, but all the places you can all the places you can download that, Apple, Spotify, what have you, it's straightforward. It's the word Father, space, and space Joe. So you can find us all there. And anyone that would like to discuss, on the professional level, our screening email for all professional real estate-based questions goes to the numbers 412 the word homes at gmail.com. So that's 412homes@gmail.com. And that's Pittsburgh area code. There's nothing really creative about that email address at all.
But Joe, thank you so much for sharing a part of your story and how you're trying to bring peace and to people's lives and, through all aspects of your lives. I thoroughly appreciate your efforts in that. CWS audience, he has exemplified that you can bring peace into all aspects of your life, that it doesn't have to be relegated to just your home or just part of your business, but that God expands across all the things that you do. So as you're going through your daily life, think about how you can actually have those virtues be a part of your life, whether it's work, home, or play. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of CWS. Until next time, God bless.